Schiff, Trump was instigator, author, architect of a coup. By Pam Kee on May 20, 2022. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, said Friday on MSNBC's Deadline that the House Select Committee investigating January 6, 2021 will show former President Donald Trump is the instigator, author and architect of a coup. Schiff said, "We continued to learn more and more in the Eastman case. For example, and this was the subject of a FOIA request, so I can comment on it. There are records showing that Eastman was giving a blueprint to a Pennsylvania lawmakers about how to fudge the results and how to defraud the people of Pennsylvania. The explicit nature of that corrupt activity is so blatant, and now it's revealed that he's in direct conversation with Donald Trump and strategizing with Donald Trump. So the criminal conspiracy that Judge Carter mentioned, now a courtesy of Mr. Eastman, goes right back to the president." Anchor Nicole Wallace said, "I wonder if you can comment on how much of this final phase, and I don't know if you would feel or describe it as final, but the final phase is focused on Donald Trump's role in that conspiracy?" He continued, "In my point of view, he is in the author and the architect of this plan to overturn the election in this coup attempt masquerading as a legal strategy. After all, he is the chief promulgator of the big lie. And that big lie is used around the country to try to get states to send bogus electors, fake certificates of electors. He is involved in this. He is calling state legislatures. He is calling local election officials. He's strategizing with Eastman and others. He's the instigator and the author of and the architect of this effort to overturn our elections, culminating in this violence on January 6th. So you can't ignore the principal player here." Schiff added, "There are a lot of others players too. Our goal is to expose the role of all who are involved and the fragility of our democracy. The main reason it remains so fragile is because of the active participation of the head of today's Republican Party, Donald Trump." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.